Hello, everyone. Dana Williamson here with BAD, Blessed Anointed Destined LLC, the original BAD Queen of the Roundtable. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast, Visions and Dreams. It has been a while, but you all know that I don't come here and produce any kind of segment for you unless spiritually pushed to do so. As a writer, right now, I'm really being challenged on whether I should write what I'm going to share with you or just continue to share it as I'm doing. I'm going to continue to share it as I'm doing because there's a part of me, the spiritual, I'm 100% spiritual. I don't even know why I was going to say that. Listen, let's just be real. I'm over here trying to be professionally perfect, and that is just not who I am. You guys already know that. So let's just be real. I'm calling this the butterfly effect because I've learned something just today that is helping me to understand what I need to do and why I need to do it and why this entire year, this is only October 25th, 2023, but the year is over, you might as well say. But while this entire year, I have been lacking in finances almost 100,000%. I get it now. But let me first prelim with this message before I get to that message, as well as explain the butterfly effect for those of you who don't know. I am a woman of faith. I look to God for everything. I understand the different messages that He gives to me. I write them down 50% of the time. I reflect on them. I don't doubt Him. I don't question Him. I try to move accordingly. Now, I say try because of what I'm going to say next. When I feel like I am off balance, I always say to the Holy Spirit, what have I done wrong? 10 times out of 10, I get the explanation. But there's also that other 10 times out of 10 where the Lord allows me to see where I have been in error. The other side of this for this year where I have been lacking in finances, God has made sure that I've been taken care of. But while I've been taken care of, how I've been responding to that care has also been a lesson to learn from. I need you to listen to what I'm saying, even if you have to rewind 2 minutes and go back and hear all of what I'm saying, because this is going to help you as well as it has helped me. The Bible says that we will reap what we have sown. That's in anything. What we say, what we do, how we think, where we go, our disobedience, where we're supposed to be obedient. We will reap what we have sown. Partial disobedience is still disobedient. Partial obedience is still disobedience. Even me coming here trying to be professionally perfect so that you can understand what I'm saying and not feel like you're being beat up by Bad Coach Dana is me being disobedient. How do I know? Because before the beginning of 2023, the Lord said, I need you to be more bold, more brazen than you already are. I remember hearing that in my spirit, and I was so ready to do that. But do you know that there's a part of me that has been fighting against that because of how people may feel? After being delivered from rejection and people pleasing for so long, I inadvertently jumped back into that box. Let me get to the explanation of the butterfly theory so that I can share with you what I've learned today. If you don't know what the butterfly theory means or the butterfly effect, let me give it to you in simple terms that I did Google because I needed to make sure that I said this clearly. You can find this on thedecisionlab.com, but in clear, simple terms, the butterfly effect rests on the notion that the world is deeply interconnected, such that one small occurrence can influence a much larger complex system. The effect is named after an allegory for chaos theory. It evokes the idea that a small butterfly flapping its wings could hypothetically cause a typhoon. Let me give you the other definition that those of us who watch a lot of scientific time travel movies have seen a butterfly effect mentioned. Here is an explanation from discover.lanl.gov, the quantum butterfly effect. Essentially, the OTOC is a measure of the Bradbury type butterfly effect. Bradbury version of the butterfly effect, time travel is used to affect a small change in the distant past, and over the long sweep of time, the present is significantly altered. For my definition or my explanation as to what I've learned today, I need you to take both of those definitions of the butterfly effect and keep them in the forefront of your mind. Again, keep them in the forefront of your mind. Why? Those of you that know me and have been listening for a long time or have been listening to the Bad Queens podcast know that I have written and created a training called The Prophetic Patterns. This training started in July of 2014, was finished by the end of September of 2014. The training was established and created by November. I wrote Demia Willis FBI, all five parts, the first one being published and released in the beginning of 2015. All five initial parts were published in 2015. All of those came from the Prophetic Patterns. The training that God took me on, I have revisited numerous times since 2014. Whether it's the notes that I took, or it's the things that I've watched, or the things that he placed in front of me that I also have notes on. I am in the middle of looking at those things again, and have been for the past 2 weeks. I discovered a few things just in the past few days, but there was something that hit me so hard today that I had to get up, walk away, and I just couldn't stop saying, oh my God. And here it is. And it goes along the lines of the butterfly effect, simple explanation, as well as the time travel explanation. When you do things that are out of context of what the Lord says to do, you create a ripple effect down the line that not only troubles your life because you did it, but also the lives of the people connected to you. Spiritually in church, especially as ministers, we always say that, you know, it's not just about you. It's about the people that are connected to you. So what you do is not totally about you. It obviously it is because it's you. That's first and foremost. But secondarily, it is about the people that are connected to you. And these people may be connected to you and you don't even know who they are. You don't even know. It may not be your children, but it may not be your husband, but it may be the person on the street that you were supposed to meet, but you didn't meet that person on the street because you are gone. Because you didn't go to the place that you needed to go to because of something you did 2 years ago. That's the problem. You're in a house. I'm going to use myself as an example because I believe I can at this point. I'm in a house that the Lord blessed me with. It is not the house that the Lord showed me many years ago. It is not. but I'm in the house that the Lord blessed me with. Okay. And it's a partial blessing, but he used my grandson in order to share this blessing with me, or this, to give me this blessing, to release it to me. That's what I want to say, to release it to me. Okay. And as such, I'm going through some work on the house, whatever, whatever, but it's not the house that the Lord showed me. It's not the house that the Lord showed some other people connected to me. It's not. This house isn't even the square footage of what he showed me. It's not. But because of something I did not do, now this was in 2017, something I did not do in 2015 is why I am in this place now, 2017, and here still 2023. Because of something I did not do. What's the problem? I'm being put back around to where I need to be, but I've caused a ripple effect because of something I did not do. If I had, can I go back a few years prior to 2015? Let me go back to 2012. I've told this story before about how the Lord had given me a way out of the job I was in. Could have literally put my 2 weeks notice in March of 2012, and I did not. But had I done that, I believe that's where my butterfly effect starts. There's another piece of revelation for me right there. If I had done what I was supposed to do in 2012, I wouldn't be talking to you right now about this in 2023. If I had done what I needed to do in 2012, I wouldn't have had all of the troubles that I had in 2012, in 2020, in 2013. I wouldn't even be talking about the lack of funds or finances or being self-sustaining, because I would have trusted God in 2012. And been where I needed to be in 2023. This house wouldn't even be a question. So you can remember what I said about the house and how God used my grandson to release this house to me. I'll talk about that another time. I believe I've talked about that a few times in the past few years. I can talk to you about the what I did not do in 2015 as to why I'm even in this house now. But the reality is I need to go back to 2012, where I believe that is where my butterfly effect started. It might have started prior to that, but I really, looking at where I am right now and understanding my relationship with God now, yes, I believe that's when my butterfly effect started, was 2012 March, when I had the perfect opportunity to leave my 9-to-5 and work in ministry and business full time. What does this mean to you, and why am I sharing this? Because of the revelation I got today, it's important, whatever God has said to you, that you do what he says exactly. That you not deviate from the plan.
Because one, you don't want to lose out either. You want to be blessed. You want to increase. You want to have what God said you could have. Let's use Moses as an example, who did numerous things. You know, he did what God said to do, but there were numerous times where he did it in his own way. And God is like, that's not what I said. That's not what I said. And then finally, that last time when he did what he wanted to do and said what he wanted to say, God said, you know what? You can't go over to the promised land. How do we know that what was supposed to take 40 days, that took 40 years for the people to go from Egypt to the promised land, wasn't partially Moses' fault because of how he responded and handled instructions that was given to him by God? Believe me, I know that's deep. Because I'm looking at a lot of things right now, and I'm reflecting on a lot of things right now, and I'm asking God, I'm literally saying, Lord, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me, and put me on the right track. Put me on the track I was supposed to be on 11 years ago. Put me on that track. Put me on that track 4 grandkids ago. Prior to being evicted, prior to my father dying, prior to being back in the, owning a house back in the hood, losing said house, getting said house back again, prior to forgetting who I am and my body, using my body as a temple, prior to all of that, put me back on track. This is the prayer that you need to have with God too. If this is you, if you find yourself thinking, you know what, I'm, wait a minute. Huh? I don't think, okay. This is where I am too. I didn't do everything that God said to do. You have everything written down and you have it dated and you have it marked and you have it, but you're not doing the things that God said for you to do the right way. So now you find that there's a ripple effect and it's affecting everyone in your life, all the people that are connected to you. Mind you, let me say this. You know what? Who was I supposed to see in California in 2016 that I didn't get to see? Now, we will all say that whatever God tells you to do, if you don't do it, he'll get somebody else to do it. And sometimes we use the example of Jonah and Nehemiah, but Jonah did do what God told him to do. Now, he had a bad attitude about it the whole way through. And then Nehemiah came up behind them. But by the time Nehemiah came, they had gone through and did what they were supposed to do. Then they fell back. And so when Nehemiah came, it's just like, y'all finna be punished. Y'all do know that, right? Okay. That's a different story. But people use that as an example to say, if you don't do what God says for you to do, he will send somebody else. If Mary hadn't said, I will carry, but it wasn't that Mary was asked to carry Jesus. She wasn't asked. When God tells you to do something, he already knows whether you're going to say yes or no, depending on the relationship that you have with him. He also knows that, you know what, you're going to go about this the wrong way or not. I'm telling you, and I'm using myself as an example, as I have been this entire segment. Don't be like me. Don't be like Moses. If you're in a particular position, like I'm in a particular position, and you have gotten the revelation of the fact that God said to do something and you decided to do it your own way, or God told you to do something and you didn't do it, ask God to put you back on track for where you're supposed to be. Ask God to put you, and be sincere about it. And mind you, if you need to get some deliverance and some healing, go on and fast a few days. Go on and fast and pray. And get before God and say, you know what? I never should have done this my way. I never should have done this, and not the, I never should have doubted you, Lord. Let me say something to those of you that know me and follow me on social media. You know that I am a cigar connoisseur. And I'm enjoying the culture. But can I tell you that in my heart of hearts right now, and I'm hearing this in my spirit, that the only reason why it's okay for me to be in these rooms right now is because of what I did not do in 2012. Because I could have done it. I could be further along without having to need the extra motivation, the extra encouragement. Yes, I probably would have been divorced because that was going to happen anyway. And he was not going to understand me leaving my job. So yeah, I would have been divorced, period. But listen, if you trust God, if you're in a position and you trust God more than I trusted God in 2012, then we're both going to get on the right track where God needs us to be. I wouldn't need to be in the rooms of my brothers and sisters of the Leaf if I had done what I was supposed to do in 2012. Take this, apply this, pray, fast, get in God's face, do what you know to do. Ask God for direction, because now we're at a time where we can't delay, we can't hesitate, we can't doubt, and we cannot question our Father in heaven. I hope this has helped you as it has helped me. God bless and have a wonderful rest of your day.